I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In case you missed it, coming up in about 20 minutes here, you asked a question in the break about two breaks ago that I think we need to get to before we get to Brandon's call on LeBron. Yes, you do need to buy a gaming system. Yes, you do need to buy College Football 2026.
Yeah.
You need to, it's time. This game is built for you.
I only asked because I wanted to have Lindenwood beat Ohio State in the national title. That's the only reason, and it's honestly the most enticing thing, because if you would tell me 10 years ago that I could play with my school and actually go through the whole, because everyone right now is in that stage. You guys all pick like lower level D1 schools and you rise up with them and you build the program up. I would love to do that with my own school. That would be so cool to me.
I'm going to tell you, you don't understand how much fun it is. I don't enjoy, once I get to like an Ohio State level, and maybe this will change because the game has changed a bit. It's too easy. Like I'm not on freshman. What's the next level up off freshman? Whatever the second level of difficulty is.
I would hope it'd be sophomore, but I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I think it's varsity.
Varsity, yeah. So I'm on varsity level, and I have Bowling Green year one. They're in the playoffs. That's fun.
It sounds fun.
Also means I'm really good at the game. But more importantly,
well, that was the main takeaway that we got.
Oh,
there.
You'd be bad at the beginning. You'd play on freshman, but you'd get it eventually.
I mean, yeah. So like, if you play with Ohio State though, you max out the settings at hard.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, once I get really accustomed to it, I'll get bored with just beating everybody 70-0.
I just think it'd be cool to live out, like, if I was one of those big boosters and just gave a bunch of money to my school, and then all of a sudden Lindenwood was playing, like, you know, Clemson, and all of a sudden they're playing Florida, and all of a sudden, and they just have, like, the coolest schedule ever. It'd be great.
This won't happen, but if I got, remember when Bezos got divorced and his ex-wife just went around just passing out all of his old money?
She's done a lot of great, a lot of good stuff, even in the Cleveland area, by the way. She's donated millions to a lot of great places around here.
I'd do some of that. And then the other thing I'd do is for one season, I would go to Eddie George and I'd be like, Fat McConaughey wants you in the playoffs this year. What's the number? Is it 60? I'll give you one year, $60 million.
Don't we have a cap on this now? Isn't it $20 million per school? Isn't that like the new thing that each athletic budget can only be $20 million?
Looks like the Bagman is back.
Like we finally have the rails up for this. The Bagman is back. This is how we get there.
Yeah.
McDonald's bags for everybody.
And just be like, hey, your new NIL car is here. And don't look in the trunk.
Yeah, like the clearinghouse all of a sudden is trying to make sure that these endorsements are on the up and up and everything to justify it all.
And you know what?
And we're never going to get more shadier.
And here's the thing.
We're going back to being shady.
Here's the thing. Because we're partners and because we're work besties.
Yeah.
I'd do it for Lindenwood too.
You would? You'd give him, you break him off some bread?
I want BG versus Lindenwood in the college football playoffs.
How much fun would that be?
How pissed would everyone be? I mean, by the way, it's the only way. If you somehow, because again, they would rig it to keep you out of the playoffs. But if you somehow got both teams in the playoffs and then they were like credible threats to actually win, I tell you right now, they would completely dysregulate. They would shut down NIL tomorrow.
I mean, I don't think people understand how on the table this was. It just existed before we had the guardrails that we now have up, but like it was on the table. Anybody could have done that. LeBron could have done this with Akron easily. All it would have been is like $50-60 million, somewhere in that range.
Who was Oregon, respectfully? Who was Oregon before Phil Knight?
Right. But now, then he took it on steroids, and the best he could do is give a bunch of money to Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Maybe the decision process he's making, maybe it wasn't that great over there.
Still just mad.
Think about that.
We drafted Dylan Gabriel with a 92nd pick, guys.
Phil Knight had his whole choice of anyone in college football, and he's like, that Dylan Gabriel from Oklahoma, let's get him over.
I'm willing to admit that my rage on this matter is outsized comparative to, like, if Mason Graham, Fannin, Schlesinger, the German linebacker, and Judkins, if all four guys ball out. And oh, by the way, Dylan Sampson also teases big play potential, right? I'm not going to be that mad because I'm going to be like, oh, hey, man, we got five picks, day one impact, yada, yada. But I'm still going to be pissed about the Dylan Gabriel thing. It might be the thing that they've done outside of the Deshaun debacle and the Baker thing, which it now only upsets me because it just tanked the whole thing. Might be like the number one thing that I hate most.
Quick, related tangent to this, though. Didn't love that Joe DeLeon didn't take any responsibility for any of the wrongdoings of the quarterback selections relative to his peers and relative to what they actually ended up doing.
He did shirk the responsibility.
Matt Miller just fell on the sword. It was like, we need to go ahead and we need to do a whole evaluation. We need to learn from this. Our buddy Joe was not about the learning session that was about to take place.
Yeah, he's too busy playing college football 2026, which is what you should be buying a system for.
Yeah, we both know it's not going to happen, but it'd be a lot of fun.
How would Elise react?
I think she'd be confused because I've never shown an interest in video games in any sort of way. And like, while being with her, you know, obviously, like I had my college roommate, he was my roommate for 4 years. He was very into video games. So every now and then we'd play, but I don't really play much in general anyway.
Man,
I haven't played since college. There's no way I played a game since college. Oh, no, wait. One time I got sick at my in-law's house. No, it's when I hurt my back and I played Tiger Woods golf for like 3 days straight. It's the only thing I've done.
And see, this is how I know that once you took to college football 2026, you'd see the light. There are just certain foundational games that are so awesome. Like, I'm not outside of sports games, I don't play a lot of video games. I used to play Call of Duty back when it was World at War, and then they got into the weird op stuff and zombies and crap, and I just stopped playing it, which is a very, very dismissive way of talking about an incredibly successful franchise. Yeah,
you liked being like a real soldier, huh?
I like World War II.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wish they would have gone, like, give me Call of Duty Civil War.
Did people play that and like, this is what it feels like to be my grandpa?
Actually, Call of Duty Civil War right now would kill. I mean, think about it. You take it back to 1860.
What side are you fighting for, Nick?
I'm fighting for America. I'm going to say there's people out there want that thing to go a little differently. Yeah.
I mean, I'd hope you'd be on the right side of history.
Yeah.
Imagine having a Civil War game and being like, I want to play for the other guys.
Half the country dead. Half the country dead. So, you know, it's
some say it's still going down.
Oh, easy, Mac.
Mac.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where did that come from?
I had something and I completely lost it. 216-474-0092.
One of the Shane Gillis is going on around here.
I still have some. It's right there and I can't think of it.
That's okay.
Getting back to LeBron thing, because you and I talked about this in the pre-show. Is it fair to say you think LeBron poured cold water on the hype this weekend?
I think he did a little bit of backtracking. Yeah, I think he did. I think he walked back a lot of the hype that was already happening, and he just explained. I don't even know if I... Has he trained here every year? I have no idea if he's actually trained here every year.
Who would know?
Who would know? Well, it's like LeBron.
Other than him.
LeBron is a consistent liar. Once people recognize that, you know I love LeBron, but what is LeBron at the heart of LeBron just lies all the time. Like, it's like about the amount of books that he reads and the, and then like being able to prove that he didn't read any of those books that he was talking about. The little things like that that nobody should care about. Nobody would care about, but he cares about. So when it comes to something like this, yeah, I could see him bending truths for sure. But I could also see him getting everyone hyped up because he loves to do that as well. And then having the realization that maybe he went a little bit too far in hyping people up.
I just think it's going from the Civil War to the Cold War. I think we've got a great Cold War between the Lakers organization and LeBron right now. And even if it doesn't end with LeBron going anywhere else, I know it's absolutely putting all those Laker fans who are, I mean, they're just this side of bing bongers. They are irrational and they are petty. They spend all their time comparing LeBron to Kobe, which is just the dumbest thing to do. Like, you had two. No. You haven't had two. You've had generational player after generational player. Enjoy it. Not to go full Paul Dolan. But there's a part of me that does enjoy that they're squirming.
Well, so that's the part that I think where some people would call LeBron like the boy who cried wolf. And I think where some people here locally don't want to get into the LeBron sweepstakes is because they've seen this movie. We've been used as his patsy before. And if that's what it turns out to be, then it won't be much of a surprise to people.
216-474-0092. With LeBron's second homecoming, with the initial one wasn't a homecoming because he was just down the road when he got drafted. But would a second LeBron homecoming be received the same or be anywhere close for you as the way 2014 was? Brandon in Cleveland. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Nothing would be as special as the 2014 reunion because the way he departed, you know, it was such a heartbreak watching that decision with my son. And then, you know, fast forward 4 years later, I'm painting my son's room and you guys read the I'm coming home letter and I got tears in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? So it's really nothing that could ever compare to that. And with that being said, you know, I don't want to get emotionally involved when I hear the rumors now, you know, so.
Because yeah. You don't want to be let down?
Yeah, don't want to be let down. Don't want to, you know, so if it happened, I'm kind of like, well, you know, kind of blah, 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 nonchalant about it. But if it happens, I'm sure I'll have another emotional reaction, you know, but.
You call it blah, you know. Say blah.
So before that, I'm just kind of watching, like, you know, just snickering at all the reports like, he's silly. But nothing can compare to that 2014. And then to win a championship with us, yeah, it's no topping that.
Brandon, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks so much, Brandon.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't honestly know how I would. I think I would be super excited.
You would be super excited.
But here's the thing. I would immediately think you're winning a championship next year.
For sure.
Which might not be fair, given you still have to go make it work.
I'm trying to think of the levels of excitement. Would it be like when OBJ came here? Which is, I mean, that was legitimately an awesome radio experience, and it was just an awesome time in general. And because again, this is not 2014. We've established that 2014 was completely different. But if this is a tier or two down, is that OBJ? Is that what this is? There was so much attached to that OBJ news.
It's got
to
be bigger than the Odell Beckham Jr.
But I think we're rewriting that, though, just a little bit, because OBJ didn't work out and it was such a stinker at the end of the day. I think we've done a lot of that within our own feelings when it comes to OBJ, but when we got OBJ, that was so massive.
So the only thing I would say is, in the moment, I knew Odell was a pain in the butt, and I had conflicting feelings. I don't think I'd have conflicting feelings if LeBron came back.
You had conflicting feelings with OBJ?
Yeah, I really didn't like him. Really did not care for him.
Oh, man. I just remember the excitement. I thought, I mean, everyone was on board. It felt like to me. I'm surprised. If you just called it out, you called it out. It is what it is.
Do I have to go back and check my text?
No, you don't have. I believe you. But I feel like we looked so sourly on that OBJ experience, and that's fine. But in that moment, I mean, there was a lot attached to them getting OBJ.
But yeah, I think it's bigger than OBJ. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, where else, like, because we haven't had a lot of returns. We haven't had a lot. Like, it's bigger than Jim Tomey back in, what is that, 2009? I'm trying to think of, like, the other coming home stories in Cleveland that we've had. And the truth is, once guys leave, they just don't come home.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we've never really had it. So, like, there's a part of me that, like, when I hear people say, and Brandon's not saying this, when I hear people say, I wouldn't immediately think championship, I kind of am like, I don't know that that's true. Like, I kind of think you might be just, either you just don't like LeBron now, or there's other reasons to not like him, or you're, as Brandon was saying, protecting yourself.
I think a lot of people are protecting themselves. I think if it happened, I think we'd all get really, really excited. And then we'd, I mean, think about how exciting October basketball would be if LeBron's on the court. Right now, I'm not, I mean, I'll be there. We'll be there. We'll be having fun with it. Darius is out for the first, what, 3-4 months of the season. October basketball is going to be fine. But with LeBron, it's going to be, that's a show every night.
Well, actually,
so, and it's an appreciation show, too, in the process.
So it's funny you say that. I do think one of the reasons why it would, if they just run it back as is, and that, which is what I think they're going to do. I don't think Dan would sign off on LeBron coming back, and I don't think Donovan would. And I think that's too many things to overcome. All this said, it is going to be a boring regular season.
We're just going to be waiting for the postseason.
It's just like...
No Donovan for 3-4 months, and we're waiting for the postseason.
If good, like, Vegas has them as a 55.5 win team is their win total, they could win 56 games, and the only thing that is going to register next regular season is the negative.
Right. Meanwhile, if you get LeBron, it is every single night a blockbuster event.
216-474-0092. Where would LeBron's second homecoming be received, or how would it be received as opposed to 2014? Craig, stick there. We'll get to you. Plus, we got In Case We Missed It in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.